Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, September 5th.
Well, what did Indiana Jones say? Never tell me the odds.
That was former Vice President Mike Pence in New Hampshire today responding to a voter's question about CNN's brand new exclusive poll, which doesn't have a lot of good news for him or basically any of the competitors against Donald Trump. Our brand new CNN poll out today, it's a national poll, and as with all polls, it is a snapshot in time. So it's not predictive of where this race will get. It's where the race is right now. And we know that nomination races are not a national race, but a state-by-state series of contests to allocate delegates. And yet, this latest CNN poll tells a story that we are also seeing play out in the early states. So it is instructive as to where the Republican Party is at the moment. So here we are, 4 indictments, 91 criminal charges later, and the brand new poll conducted by SSRS over a week in August, August 25th to August 31st, shows that this is basically a one-man race right now. Donald Trump's dominant stature as the frontrunner in this race is only strengthening. He is at 52% support among Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. His next closest competitor is Ron DeSantis at 18% support. No other candidate is in double digits. Trump is up 5 points since our poll in June. DeSantis is down 8 points since our June poll. Former Vice President Mike Pence, who you heard from at the top of the podcast, and the former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley each are at 7% support. Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy is at 6%. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is at 3%. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is at 2%. And the rest of the tested field stands at 1% or less. So how is Trump maintaining this dominant position in the race? Well, if you look under the hood here of this poll, it does really provide a picture of how this is. And I know we said there'd be no math on this podcast, but just listen in to some of these numbers here. About 2/3 of Republicans and Republican leaners tell us that they are pretty locked in to their first choice candidate. 35% say they are open to a move here. And when you look at the 2/3 who are locked in, 43% are Donald Trump diehard supporters. 43% of Republicans are not moving from Trump. That's pretty much his like floor of support. 20% are locked in to candidates other than Donald Trump. And there's that 35% I mentioned who are movable. And we've known for 8 years with Donald Trump on the national political stage that his supporters are the stickiest, most committed supporters. 83% of Trump supporters are not moving off of their support, they say. 83%. Compare that to Ron DeSantis, a majority of his supporters, 54%, are saying they're locked in there, but nowhere close to that level of commitment that Donald Trump has. So is this thing over? Is Donald Trump the certain Republican nominee? Well, as I said, this is just a snapshot of where the race is now, not necessarily where it will end up after it is fully waged in the months ahead. And New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, a clear Trump critic. He didn't get into the 2024 race, but the Republican governor of New Hampshire clearly thinks the party would be best served if someone other than Trump was the nominee. He tells my colleague Jeff Zeleny, this thing is not even close to over yet.
Oh, God, no. Oh, my God, no, not even close. Not even close. Was it over when Clinton was leading Barack Obama by 20 points at this point back in 2008? No one could beat the Clinton machine, remember? This is politics. Things can move at a moment's notice. Political momentum is a real thing. In a place like New Hampshire and Iowa, what you do on the ground matters, and it translates.
The other thing we looked at in this poll that came out today is how people are responding and reacting to the charges against Donald Trump in these 4 different indictments. And the story here is quite clear. If you ask the American people broadly about these charges, there's clear concern over them. There is, you know, majority concern that these charges will negatively impact whether or not Donald Trump could serve a full term. There's majority concern, nearly 6 in 10, who believe these charges will negatively impact whether or not Donald Trump could serve effectively as president, specifically on the charges related to attempting to overthrow and overturn the 2020 election. But that is not at all how these charges are perceived by Republicans. Among Republicans and Republican leaners, only 30% say these charges will negatively impact his ability to serve a full term. 33% of Republicans, a third of Republicans, say these charges will negatively impact Donald Trump's ability to serve effectively as president. So Republicans are not aligned with the broader universe of Americans, and that is what has some Republicans concerned that Donald Trump as the nominee does not put their best foot forward to win the 2024 presidential election. In fact, we asked Republicans if they thought the charges would negatively impact his ability to win. A majority, 56%, say no, it won't impact that. But more than 4 in 10, 44% of Republicans do believe that these charges could negatively impact Donald Trump's ability to win the presidential election. What is really clear in these numbers is that candidates like Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson, who are out there as anti-Trump candidates running and going after him on these charges as being unfit for the presidency, that is just a message that does not have resonance with a broad swath of Republicans. Listen to Asa Hutchinson yesterday in New Hampshire.
We also need a different change of direction in our party. And I'll tell you honestly, we don't need 4 more years of Donald Trump. It is important that we go a different direction with new leadership in our country.
And Mike Pence repeated a point he makes on occasion that backwards looking to the 2020 election and still arguing over the legitimacy of that election is not a way to win elections going forward. He was in New Hampshire campaigning yesterday. He said he did not believe abortion was an issue that hurt Republicans in 2022. He thought it had more to do with this backwards look that Donald Trump maintains back to the 2020 election results.
And I don't think that's what cost us midterm elections. I just don't. There were other factors, including some people spending a lot of time looking in the rearview mirror. It's got to focus on what the American people are focused on.
But then you have a candidate like Vivek Ramaswamy, who is running in the Trump mold, who has already pledged his goal of pardoning Donald Trump from federal crimes if indeed he's president and Trump is convicted. And Ramaswamy was on ABC News on Sunday making crystal clear he believes these prosecutions are purely politically motivated.
I think that many of these prosecutions against Donald Trump are outright, downright politicized persecutions through prosecution. I think we continue to set a dangerous precedent. I do not want to see us march to some kind of national divorce. And I am worried that day by day we're inching in a dark direction for this country. I do not want to see another day like January 6th in this country.
By the way, we asked about that in our brand new poll also. Trump faces so many criminal charges because of the political abuse of the justice system. That's the statement. 60% of Republicans agree with that. That's why Ramaswamy is out there making that argument. That's where a majority of Republicans are. But only 25% of independents and only 9% of Democrats buy that viewpoint, that Trump is facing charges because of political abuse of the justice system. That can put Republicans in a bit of a bind as they go through the nomination season to appeal for primary votes, but then need to find a message as it relates to Donald Trump and these charges against him more broadly to the general election electorate. And if Trump is indeed the nominee, that becomes all the trickier. Go to CNN.com/politics. Check out my colleague Jennifer Agesta's entire write-up of this poll. It's ceaselessly fascinating for anybody interested in this stuff. I urge you to check it out. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.